This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This episode is brought to you by Chevy Silverado. When it's time for you to ditch the blacktop and head off-road, do it in a truck that says no to nothing. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Get the rugged capability of its Z71 suspension and 2-inch factory lift. Plus, impressive torque and towing capacity thanks to an available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel engine. Where other trucks call it quits, you'll just be getting started. Visit Chevy.com to learn more.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Say my name.
Rich Eisen.
You're damn right.
Tatum catches, left side three. Got it. He does have five threes. Fouls on Draymond. He's been fouled out of the game.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Ella Burton for three.
Burton gathers and thunders down a big two-hand rim rocker.
Today's guests, ESPN college basketball analyst Jay Billis. Actor Ryan Phillippe, plus latest news, Overreaction Monday, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air here on this Monday. We were talking about Mark Jones and the broadcast on ESPN of the NBA playoffs, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Denver Nuggets, and a line that made me laugh. I found it.
Oh, okay.
I found it. Russell Westbrook ties up somebody from Oklahoma City, and Mark Jones says he was in his chest like bronchitis.
I remember that one.
I mean,
but yeah, there was another fantastic one where Joker did one and the ball spun around. He said he made something like a spin in the block.
Oh,
I
got to
remember what he said, but yeah, man, he's a wordsmith.
Man, sitting next to him, and it's such a great listen, great watch. One of our favorites back here from ESPN and in advance of the American Century Championship Tournament in July in Lake Tahoe. It's Jay Billis. Good to see you, Jay. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Rich. How you doing, brother?
I'm really enjoying you and Mark Jones, man. It's a lot of fun. Is he cracking you up with some of the things that he just comes off the dome, Jay?
Yes, quite a bit, especially when a guy's, you know, crossing over and he talks about playing with his food, and I don't have any comeback for some of these things.
It's great. And so what is your take of what you're seeing between such a talented young roster trying to get to the finals after a 68 win season, if not win at all, and then an old warhorse of a team in the Nuggets with an interim head coach? It's just a fascinating 2-2 series so far, Jay.
Yeah, I think it's really depth and amazing defense versus the star power of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, and I would throw Aaron Gordon in there. I think the one problem Denver has is they're not healthy. They're not deep to begin with. So contributions off the bench outside of Russell Westbrook are pretty sparse. But with Michael Porter Jr. With that injured shoulder, I mean, he had a great game three. Scored over 20 points. He rebounded well. He's diving on the floor, defending. But in basically a 36-hour turnaround, you know, David Adamo was telling us that it's hard for him to get both of his arms above his head. And, you know, it's a left shoulder injury, and he's gutting it out. I'm actually, you know, really impressed and have a lot of respect for Michael Porter Jr. going through this, because a lot of players would just shut it down. But this is the time of year where you give a little bit extra. But without that threat, it's harder for Denver to spread the floor. So Oklahoma City can really show a lot of bodies to Jokic, and it's shown. I mean, he's turned it over a lot, at least going into yesterday. I didn't look at all the numbers after yesterday, but going into yesterday, he had more turnovers than assists, and he's got a lot of assists. I think he had 21 turnovers in three games one through three, and 18 assists. And you know, you put two on the ball with him and try to double him, he's going to find open people. But if they're not shooters, Aaron Gordon can knock shots down this year. He's really improved his shooting. But if Michael Porter Jr. is not shooting it, they have a hard time stretching the floor against Oklahoma City, and they can close out to those things.
Well, and then the fascinating thing for me watching this series, Jay, is seeing the huddles and how demonstrative Jokic has been on occasion. The overtime the other night, Russell Westbrook looked like the head coach of the Denver Nuggets. What's going on there that you can lend some insight to?
You know, it's funny. Right after the Final Four, I was flying after the championship game. I flew to Sacramento to do Nuggets Kings.
Right.
And there were three games left in the regular season before the playoffs started. And while I was on the plane, I got the notification that Michael Malone had been fired. He and Calvin Booth, the GM, had been fired. And I'm like, holy cow. And, you know, David Adamo has taken over as interim. And when, you know, I remember doing some Nuggets games during the year, and Michael Malone was saying that, you know, it was great to have Russell Westbrook because he was really vocal and brought a great energy, you know, into practices and games. And it's a largely quiet team. And I think since the coaching change was made, and this is not about Michael Malone, David Adelman, whatever, it seems like the players are trying to take more ownership of what's going on. And Jokic has been way more vocal to my eye in the playoffs than he was before. And look, I mean, I think they realize they got a window here, and they have a chance. They're good enough, but it's going to take all hands on deck to do it. And it's been pretty impressive to watch. I mean, you know, coaches always say that you would rather have a player led team than a coach led team, and you would rather have the players in the driver's seat with the coach as the driving instructor. And it looks like the Nuggets are trying to do that right now. It's just every game in that series has been so different. There's not been any momentum, and it makes you wonder if momentum exists in a seven game series, because what happened in one game is, I mean, it's totally out the window for the next game.
Well, the next game is on True TV and in Turner Networks as well. That's for our colleagues there. That's game 5 coming up on Tuesday night. Let's talk about the doubleheader that's on ESPN tonight, starting with the back end. What is Steve Kerr thinking right now, do you think, Jay?
I think Steve's taking a lot of time to think about what combinations they can use that can be effective. With Steph Curry, if he's not able to play, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be able to play with this hamstring thing, the grade one hamstring, that puts a lot of pressure on everybody else. You know, so Buddy Hield, when Steph's out there, he can be a catch and shoot threat to really spread the floor. But he's a primary threat with Curry out, you know, out. And he's going to face a lot more defensive attention. And obviously that's more difficult. Now, early in the season, he handled it really well. Like Buddy Hield averaged well over 20 points a game early in the season. But that productivity kind of went down as the season went along. And he's had a really good end of season and playoffs. I think since the Jimmy Butler trade, you know, Golden State's been the best defensive team since Jimmy Butler put on a Warriors uniform. But I think he lifted up a number of players also on the offensive end, and Buddy Hield's one of them. But, you know, you got an asymmetrical threat on the floor when Curry's out there. I mean, he can shoot it from anywhere. He's running off screens. I don't, you know, Rich, I don't think I've ever seen a player that's more dangerous when he gives the ball up than Steph Curry is. So he gives the ball up. It's not in his hands anymore. And he can move to an area. I mean, he must run 2.5-3 miles a game and hurt you once he gives the ball up. And without that threat out there, they become much easier to guard. And Minnesota's really good. Like, they're deep and they've got length and athleticism and a ton of versatility. And they've really gotten used to the Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo dynamic since the trade. Like, trades usually take some time to figure out, and they seem to have really figured that out.
Jay, you know, I have known each other for quite some time, so you know I don't usually traffic in the "let me tell you what I said earlier on my program and you agree with me" type of question, but I'm about to jump in that way, Jay. I said earlier game 4 is a must win for the Knicks up 2-1. Would you agree?
Yes.
Ah.
I would. And we have known each other a long time. We both had hair when we first started working together. and we are now
more handsome. No, let me finish that sentence. No, I want to help. Let me finish the sentence. We're now more handsome. You're welcome.
That's not true. I am. You're not. Let's not, unless you're using the royal we with regard to me.
I appreciate that. But you agree. You agree with me.
I do. And I thought it was like, I don't know. People, reasonable minds can differ on this. People have different views. But I always laugh when people say live by the three, die by the three. Because nobody ever says, well, live by the post up, die by the post up. You know, live by the double team, die by the double team. You know, live by the mid-range shot, die by, you know, that none of that makes any sense. Like Boston can shoot it from like eight different guys can make threes. And the way they spread the floor, they're incredibly good. And they're scoring 120 points a game doing it that way. They're a prolific three-point shooting team. They have a couple games where they don't shoot it well. They kind of I thought they gave two of those games away. At least one was a giveaway. And so I didn't think the series was over by any stretch. And if this year has taught us anything, home court in the NBA in the playoffs is not what it used to be. You know, 20 years ago or when Bird and Magic were playing, you know, you got game seven of your home court. You're like, man, it's over. You know, Boston's going to win, all this stuff. That's not the case anymore. I mean, the road teams are winning more often. I think in the conference semifinals, I think this is still true that the road teams have a winning record. And that's hard to fathom, really, over the course of four different series. So I don't not only count Boston out. I think they're the favorite in the series.
Okay. That said, are the Pacers playing the best basketball of anybody in the playoffs right now, Jay?
They're playing really well. You know, Rick Carlisle's such a great coach and one of those guys that probably doesn't get the credit he deserves. And now he's the all-time winningest playoff coach in Pacers history. But, you know, I had them a few times during the regular season. I thought, man, these guys are really good. You just kind of wonder, do they have the go-to ability at the end of a game? Like in whose hands do they put it? And it's Tyrese Halliburton. I mean, that dude, whoever voted him overrated, I think they're probably feeling bad about it now and hope they don't get outed, you know, when the votes become public. But, you know, they defend really well. They're a solid transition team. But they've got a bunch of really, really good players. And, I think Halliburton's a great player. But they're really good in most every spot, and they're tough. Like, they play with an edge. And even though, like, you know, you don't like seeing Benedict Mathurin get thrown out and all that stuff, and we have to be adults and say, hey, you shouldn't do that. But I kind of like the way they play with that edge right now. And they've been doing it through the latter part of the season. Early on in the season, they kind of struggled. I don't want to say struggle, but it was tough for them out of the gate. You know, they weren't winning at the same clip as they were at the end, but they're legit. And one of the great things, like, I'm not sure that the results that we're getting are the best thing for ratings today. You know, like, I know that the media companies probably would like to have the Lakers and Golden State advancing and all that stuff, but Minnesota and OKC, I mean, these guys are the future. And get used to watching them because they're not going anywhere.
And we'll see who gets better tonight. Jay Billis here on the Rich Eisen Show before we get to the American Century Championship Tournament in Tahoe, and we'll have a fun discussion there. I want to talk about the draft lottery tonight, and I guess the backdrop of the draft lottery tonight, I'd imagine, is the fact that Giannis is also saying, hey, I'm interested in seeing what is out there other than Milwaukee, according to Shams Charania of ESPN. And I'm just wondering if somebody gets a high lottery draft choice, or even Cooper Flagg, would that be something that somebody would even consider flipping for Giannis? Certainly if it's a team that somehow lucks into getting Flagg and having already a terrific roster. I'm wondering what you think of this, Jay, for tonight.
I mean, if somebody lucks into it that's got a roster where he is the cherry on top, I could see that. If you're building, though, like, I just can't imagine being, you know, Charlotte or Washington and Utah, whatever, and giving up Cooper Flagg He's 18 years old, and there are not guys that play that way at 18 very often. And he's as complete a player, like you and I have talked about, like he's the best freshman Duke's ever had. And that's saying something. They've had some amazing players and amazing freshmen. That now I'm not projecting out saying, okay, he's going to be the best player Duke's ever had. I still think that's Grant Hill, but you put Kyrie Irving in there and Jason Tatum and all that stuff. But he's the real deal. And his level of competitiveness, especially at that age, is kind of hard to fathom. And he impacts the game on both ends. Like he's a not only a two-way player, he's a great player on each end of the floor. Notice I don't say both sides of the ball. I don't know how that crept into basketball. I hate that. There aren't two sides. There are two sides of the floor, not two sides of the ball. That's football. But he plays both ends of the floor really well. And I just can't imagine. Like he's the real prize in this one. There are going to be other guys that are going to be great values and I'm sure will have great careers, but there's no other player that's going to go number one. This is a no-brainer year as far as number one's concerned.
Yeah, I guess throw Wembanyama out of the mix. Give me the last time there was such a no-brainer. Like this is where we name the lottery after somebody. Jay.
Oh, there have been a lot of no-brainers in a particular year. But after Flag this year, like it's kind of an interesting time in the draft process, Rich, because players in college can get paid now. It's kind of eliminated the sophomore and junior leaving early to go pro, go into the NBA. Because they can wait until they're truly ready because they're making legit money in college now. So you still have the one and dones and you've got the guys who've exhausted their eligibility and some internationals, but you don't have the same kind of depth of players because some of the guys that stayed to be sophomores, stayed to be juniors, they're not bailing out because they don't need to just yet. They're making really good money and having a good experience in college. That's helping the college game. I happen to think that helps the NBA. Doesn't help the draft night. It's not there are going to be some spots in the draft. You're going to go, wait a minute, wouldn't you rather have this guy or that guy? He's not available. He's not in the draft. So maybe it's not going to help draft ratings, but having players stay in school longer, ultimately, I do think helps the NBA because they get players that are more prepared to contribute when they get there.
All right, Jay Billis, let's talk about the 36th American Century Championship Tournament over Lakefront at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course in the middle of July. It's going to be shown on NBC. How many years have you played in this one, Jay?
I think it's like six, okay. Something like that. And I hear you're playing this year.
This is true. I can confirm that, Jay. When was the last time I played, Chris? You looked this up the last time
I played. Yes, we looked it up, Rich. You last played in 2004.
Oh, my God. That has been a long time.
Yeah, and you were not good.
Maybe that's why I haven't been invited back, Jay. How does this work? Is because it Edgewood looked like I'd taken a shovel to it. They're like, we can't have him back. Is that how it works?
No, I think you dropped off the celebrity list. You dropped a little line of celebrity, and now you've jumped back up. Like you've done, I'm proud of you, Rich. You've done really well. You can be called a celebrity again.
Thank you.
It's a tough line. That Mendoza line for celebrity. It's disappointing when you drop below it. But well, you know how great this tournament is, it's the best week of the year for me and my wife and. It's not all, you know, the golf is great and it's great to play with so many great people and hang out with, one of my best friends, my caddy, a guy named Harlan Prater. And I have to remind Harlan that, hey, you're my caddy, quit walking with the other players and spending time with the other guys. You're supposed to be helping me out. But the American Century people are so nice and, so welcoming and you kind of feel like you're part of the family, but it is every year. When you get the invite, you are kind of sitting on pins and needles. That geez, I wonder if I've overstayed my welcome. So when you get that, it's kind of like an invitation to Augusta National. Frankly, that important.
Okay, so has it changed at all in the last 21 years?
It's been a while for you. Yeah.
My God, has it changed at all in 20? Like so what do I do? Like what you play all day and then what you hang out or you're
no, it's awesome. So they have because so many American Century people are there and their clients.
Yes,
they have unbelievable events at night, It's right there on the water at the Edgewood Resort. I mean, it's a beautiful setting, whether it's food or they have a karaoke night where all the it's shocking how good some of these football players and other athletes and celebrities, how good of singers they are. It's kind of intimidating.
Hold on a second, Jay. So now, hold on a minute. Is there a competition for karaoke?
Yes. It's a money competition. And it's incredible.
Okay.
I mean, it's really cool.
Now, where did I finish in 2004, Chris?
Oh, Rich, you were terrible. You finished 75th.
See, that's terrible.
Out of 79.
Out of 79.
Yeah.
I will finish top five in karaoke. That is
it. I don't know. When you hear Brett Baer do rap songs,
please.
That is tough to overcome.
No. Jay, there's a difference between performing properly and train wreck just because you're seeing like Mr. Fox News rap. Come on now.
Well, what are you going to say? Are you gonna go like old Sinatra lounge act? Like, hey,
Jay knows you well.
Excuse me. By the way, I have range, Jay. All right. Yes, Sinatra, 100%. That is the starter. That's what's gonna get me to the top of the leaderboard, like clubhouse leader. And then I do yacht rock, and then it's next level, and it's over. It's over. I would think about that.
I would think about that because that might be another 21-year hiatus for you.
Okay. All right. Listen, I just only know one speed, Jay, and I'm just going to show up in that respect, but I'm excited about it. I am 100% excited about it. American Century Championship.com. More information can be found there. And I do look forward. There's no way I'm going to be in your group. Not a chance.
No, we'll play together. I mean, we can put in a press. It'd be great.
I mean, no, I know, but I don't want to.
It'll be a nice, quiet round because two non-celebrities. Nobody will be watching. They'll all be watching like Steph Curry and Marty Fish and all these big shots and Aaron Rodgers and. It's a nice way to anonymously go through a week.
Who'd you play with last year? Who you paired up with last year?
I played with a bunch of great guys. Mike Vrabel and Ryan Fitzpatrick on day one.
Nice.
And I am deathly afraid of Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to kick my ass literally and figuratively throughout the entire round, but he's a great guy. I just had a blast. Played with Chandler Parsons and Bobby Flay. With Bobby Flay, which was great.
Very nice.
And that poor guy, he had everybody chanting "Beat Bobby Flay" at him the whole time. It was, but he couldn't have been nicer. It was a blast.
All right, very good, Jay. I don't know who I'll be. I'm happy to play with you. I would say we would get Urlacher to complete the Bald Brotherhood, but he left us on the playing field a long time ago. So we got to find somebody else to hang out with. I imagine.
Well, one thing about the American Century Championship, there's no such thing as a bad pairing.
I love it.
But some are better than others.
No pressure. Thanks again, Jay. Where are you now? What's your next game?
I'm in Chicago. I just got here from Denver for the lottery. So nice. I'll be engaged until they start talking about how the ping pong balls work.
Well,
because I don't care. I just tell me what the order is. I don't care about the algorithm, and I don't care that the NBA personnel have to give up their cell phones for an hour, or whatever it is, while they're in that room. I actually would like to go back to the old envelope thing in '85.
Oh yeah,
I think that would be awesome. Put it in a plexiglass bubble and turn it six times, and let's have some more conspiracy theories. This has gotten too good.
I'm with you. If you remember Bowling for Dollars, remember that when we were kids, like they used to put it in one of those things. You pulled out somebody's name and they were your pin pal and you were winning money for them. You were bowling for dollars for them. I remember.
Would be great is just get the executives from the lottery teams and line them up at like a skee ball thing at an old carnival.
Yes.
And give them 2 minutes and whoever has the most points gets the top pick.
I agree. I'd love that. We are going to do the ping pong ball thing later on. I'll let you know who we're going to figure out the 4-digit code and everything. We'll tell you who wins the draft lottery based on what we do here, Jay. It's a mock.
Well, I will wait with bated breath.
Jay, thanks again, man. Great to see you. I'm enjoying your playoff coverage. We'll chat soon.
Always a pleasure, brother. Thank you.
You got it. That's Jay Billis, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. The American Century Championship Tournament.
So, Rich, as you know, the American Century is a Stableford, modified Stableford. So
yes, indeed.
Points are good. You want a positive score.
Yes.
Jay finished 52nd last year with 7 total points.
And he's really good.
Right behind David Wells and TJ Oshie.
And how, what was my final? I was negative.
Oh my gosh,
I was
Rich,
deep negative.
You're 3 day cumulative. It's three rounds. So I don't.
I'm
sure.
Aware. I don't know how the hell I'm going to do this,
practice.
But I'm going to have fun.
I would recommend practicing.
Yes.
You were -63.
Oh my god.
Right behind Jason Taylor, -57. Right ahead of the Chuckster was -79.
And he's improved.
He is vastly improved, Rich. He finished -4 last year.
Wow.
He's very good now.
You know, I played with Jason Taylor and Derek Brooks. I remember that. And seriously, we were like panning for gold. That's how much we were digging into the earth. All right.
Derek Brooks. Oh, yeah, he was bad, too. -38.
Oh, God, we were terrible together.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. We come back. Overreaction Monday, baby. That's next on The Rich Eisen Show. In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Okay, this is not a drill. Get ready, because Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning hits theaters May 23rd, and I'm counting down the days. This is it. The biggest practical action movie ever made. Tom Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie are back pushing the limits of what action cinema can do. We're talking real stunts, real danger, and real edge of your seat intensity, all shot in jaw-dropping locations around the world. Did you see that trailer? Tom Cruise free-falling through fire, Haley Atwell back in action, and the whole crew reunited. Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Isai Morales. It's like the ultimate global team-up. This franchise started almost 30 years ago, and it just keeps getting better. Mission is more than a movie. It's a high-stakes ride built on loyalty, friendship, sacrifice, and seriously gutsy stunts. So, yeah, I'm beyond excited to see Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on the biggest screen possible in a theater, May 23rd. This summer, the mission is clear. Don't miss it. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
I do believe it was the first time that we met. I'm going to bring this up. It was in the city of Houston.
That's right.
It was the first ever Super Bowl the NFL Network had ever covered. But you and the entire Manning family strolled into the Gatorade suite. And who did you hear singing karaoke in the Gatorade suite that night?
It was a beautiful voice.
Would you say, like, voice, in terms of
it was like an angel bringing us in. Mm-hmm. And there we walk in and we see Rich Eisen, karaoke. Dominating.
To basically, by the way, nobody else in the room, right?
Yeah, just solo. Just, you know, you get a little practice.
There was me and my buddy. There was nobody else.
What song, Eli?
That is a good question.
Sinatra.
Sinatra?
I forget which one it was.
Okay.
New York, did you have to ask?
Yeah.
Seriously, it was me and my buddy. And
I remember it. We walked in and we joined. Now, but we joined right in.
You did sing, right? You guys all did get on the mic.
I think we got up there. You know, we can't turn that down.
No, I know. And right. It was honestly me.
It was obviously like pre-cell phone. You had a cell phone, but no one had a camera. You didn't worry about anybody filming.
Yeah, so there's no video.
You get up and sing. You saw karaoke, you sing. You don't think twice.
It was just the moment.
Yeah,
that's the
moment.
You didn't have to memorialize it. It was me, my buddy Doug. And then it was, I think, your entire family.
Yeah, probably
right?
The whole crew, yeah.
Your mom and your dad. You and Peyton and Cooper.
And Cooper.
Yeah, exactly. What do you have a go-to karaoke song, Eli, at all?
It's changed over the years, obviously.
Has it really?
You kind of go with the times. So, you know, Footloose has always been one, just because you can kind of dance with it. But now, it's tough. It's tough to do karaoke now. Mm. You're just kind of worried, people are filming all the time. That's then true. They judge, and, I get judged enough. I don't need to be judged on my singing ability. That's for fun.
Yes.
Everybody's made it too serious.
I'm telling you guys, this just got real. I'm showing up to the American Century, and I am going to be the karaoke man of the century for American Century. It's happening. Let's take some phone calls. People are kind enough to want to talk to us. They're crazy.
I mean.
Alex in Indianapolis, first in, first out. What's up, Alex?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, good morning, Rich. How you guys doing?
What's up, pal?
What up, man?
Hey.
Well, so, I don't want to look too many games ahead here, but it feels like we might have the possibility of a good old-fashioned 90s, no-holds-barred, Hicks versus Knicks 2015 Eastern Conference, or at the very least, to use your lexicon, it's on the board. So I guess I wanted to check, first of all,
yes.
Are you physically, mentally, and emotionally ready for what that 7-game series would look like? Because I can be honest, I don't think I am.
Okay, Alex.
And then also, I think sort of, Overreaction Monday, would that actually be the greatest playoff series of the 2025 NBA playoffs? Knicks versus Knicks. Let's bring it back.
First of all, Alex, I would love to see it because most importantly for me, that means the Knicks somehow get past the Celtics, even though they're up 2-1. Jay Billis called the Celtics the favorites in this series.
They are.
And they're down a game.
Yeah, Las Vegas agrees.
So there's that. And listen, man, the Pacers are going to move on. Shams, in addition to reporting that Giannis has got a bit of Milwaukee wanderlust, he's saying that there's an MRI on Donovan Mitchell, who's a game-time decision for the next game. I mean, the Cavs are falling apart. 64 regular season wins, and they're falling apart. Cavs fans are like, what the hell's happening? Thanks for the call, Alex. But the Pacers are, I said the other day, When it took, 6 shots in the second round for a team to win at home, right?
Yep. Road team started 6-0 in the second round. Yeah.
I said what that indication is to me is anybody can win this championship. And that includes the Indiana Pacers, man. Mr. Church Bells. he basically sat back last night and just watched everybody else go nuts. Have you ever seen an 80 piece in an NBA playoff game at halftime?
No.
I mean, Neesmith made a shot at the buzzer to give him 80, and the place was going nuts.
Someone posted, TJ, and maybe you saw this too. It was a Celtics Heat playoff game, I think, from the early teens.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 66-65 was the final score.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, those,
that's crazy.
Those Heat days, back, they were just doggy with defense.
But I think that was LeBron Heat days.
Oh,
it was
right.
Just nobody could hit anything.
It's college basketball right there.
80 points in the first half. Oof. 80.
Wow.
So Indiana next series. Sure, that would be great. I'll sign for it right now. How does that sound? Knicks have home court advantage, but the Pacers did bounce the Knicks last year. And Julius Randle with a triple-double. Give it up, man. That guy's unbelievable. Lakers sent him packing.
Oh, yeah, they did. Early.
Early, indeed.
Remember, he broke his leg his first game of his rookie season. Do you remember this, Brockman? Yeah. Driving to the rim, he kicked himself in his leg and broke it.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore, Maryland. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good afternoon, Rich, man. You know, pleasure being on your show.
Thank you for being on it. What's up,
Rashawn? So earlier today, I seen they released, I guess, the Thursday night opening game.
That's how
Cowboys, yes, sir. Eagles, right?
Yes, sir.
Me being a Cowboys fan, I feel like the NFL, you know, of course they want the Cowboys on primetime, but I think they did this to try to hope the Cowboys get embarrassed, you know, on primetime television. You know, they figured we still down and we're going to, you know, get blown out by the defending Super Bowl champions, but I really think the Cowboys going to come out swinging, man, and the Eagles going to have a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover. We just got the we had a great draft. They picked up George Pickens with the trade from the Steelers. I think he's going to be a nice asset to that offense, along with CeeDee Lamb and tight end Jake Ferguson. But what are your thoughts on that? This open matchup on Thursday.
Let me open. Look, well, we started the show with this, but Rashawn, I'm intrigued. Why do you think the NFL would choose to put a matchup to start the season on television just because they think it's a mismatch? It's the exact opposite. Having been with the NFL Network for 22 years and counting, and for a long time to come, knock on wood if you're with me, why would you think the NFL would want to see the Cowboys clowned nationally, Rashawn? What do you think there's some axe grinding going on for some reason? I don't know, Rashawn.
Yeah,
Why?
I think, you know, they know, first of all, the Cowboys are America's team, so it's going to be a big draw. Everybody's going to watch. But I believe the league, you know, hates Jerry Jones. You know, everybody just hates Jerry Jones for some reason.
Mm.
And they want to get the ratings, and also they want to, along with the ratings, they want to see the Cowboys get blown out and embarrassed. So it'd be the first thing on First Take in the morning. You know, Stephen A. Smith is going to do his little monologue, clowning and joking the Cowboys. So that's what I believe. I think, you know, just the league doesn't really like Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys.
TJ. I love it.
TJ, is this a complex, a Cowboys fan complex that I'm unaware of right here?
No, I mean, I'm not saying the league doesn't like Jerry
Jones.
Say
the Cowboys are on because the Cowboys are the team that everyone wants to watch. Like, you call them the varsity. But Rashawn's saying that the league hates the Dallas Cowboys, and the only reason why they're on the first game is because they think they're going to get clowned, and that would actually, like Roger Goodell will high-five somebody.
I don't think Roger Goodell will high-five
somebody else because the Cowboys are getting blown out. That would be bad. We don't want to see blowouts.
I don't think Roger Goodell hates the Cowboys, but Rashawn, you are 1,000,000,000% right in the fact that, like, the First Takes of the world, like, we get talked, and I've said that since I got on this show. We spend way too much time talking about the Cowboys. We don't deserve to be talked about as much as we do. And he's going to argue it, but look, we know it's true. It's the ratings.
What are you
it's
talking about? You love talking about the Cowboys.
No, I don't. Do you pay attention when I'm on here during football season? Rashawn, I know you probably do.
You're holding up your current grease board that you have the word Soto on now.
Because if I was a Cleveland Browns fan, Rich, and we win a game, that's what fans do. We happy to win a game. It doesn't mean that we should spend the amount of time that we do talking about Dallas when they've not given us a true reason to talk about them.
So then every single time the Cowboys are on national television, Rashawn, it's because the league wants to see them blown out? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying they know they rate. They know we have the most fans in the league, right? So they know it's going to be watched, the most viewed thing on television that night.
Rashawn, if I could jump in, it's not that I think that we have the most fans. It's we're that team that most people have an opinion on. You either like us or you hate us, but there's no in between. Like, you know, you could say another team. You could say the Bucks. Half the people don't have an opinion about the Bucks. Exactly. No disrespect. Everyone has an opinion about the Cowboys, and most of it's dislike, but there is an opinion, so that's why we get talked about.
How old are you, Rashawn?
I just turned 40.
Oh, okay. So you were 10 years old when you first started loving the Cowboys, what you're saying?
Yeah, I grew up, and I was, you know, in the early 90s. The Cowboys was the first team I started watching. Winning. So that's why in 96, when the Ravens came, the Browns came, and we, compared to the Baltimore Ravens. It took me a while to get on board, maybe a few years, you know. But I'm also a Ravens fan also. But I just can't shake this Cowboy itch, though. You know, I just wanted to win one more Super Bowl.
That's right.
No,
Rashawn, you need to call back.
It's been
often,
you do call back. Maybe we'll hook you up with Stephen A. one day. We'll have that conversation.
Oh, I would love to challenge that guy, man. You know.
That is a bring on Alabama from Nick Saban days type of feel to it. Thank you, Rashawn.
Love
Baltimore.
To challenge that guy.
Let's go.
I just was drawing him out there.
That was great.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Wait,
come on, man.
Why are you acting like what I'm saying is ridiculous? It's not ridiculous.
No, because
I read the comment. No. That's what everyone out there thinks. I'm telling you.
I would love to sit here and say, oh, the Yankees are always going to be on whatever Fox or ESPN, whatever the partners. You know, Roku, I think Roku's got a Yankee Oriole game coming up soon, speaking of Baltimore. But we haven't won a World Series since 2009.
Exactly.
All right. And it is, I'd love to sit here and say that we're the team everybody loves to hate. We always have an opinion. But at some point,
you start.
And to come on this show and say that the NFL is ready to put the Cowboys on the stage, the biggest stage possible, because it's going to be a blowout. The NFL wants all four quarters to be so scintillating. The numbers are through the roof, and you cannot wait to keep your remote locked for the next game. Apparently, the rumor is the Brazil game on Peacock?
YouTube TV.
YouTube TV.
Yep.
The Friday game.
Yeah. Apparently, that's going to be another divisional matchup.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if this is true or not. The rumor hit that it's Chiefs Chargers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to have two divisional games to start the season? Maybe that's going to be the theme. We're going to find out, because I guess
that's kind of fun.
You want to call up Fox? Apparently, Fox has got their up front today, too, and they're going to announce today what their next game is.
I got some people there right now.
No, you don't. No, you know. These
I actually
people.
Know a couple things.
Well, you know. Oh, you do.
I've been around. See.
Oh, Mikey D.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Brock.
We'll see if Rich Ackerman's caught wind of what Mike Del Tufo knows. This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. May is Military Appreciation Month, and we're celebrating the military community that goes above and beyond every day with Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal was created for the military community and is dedicated to ensuring that its members feel celebrated and honored every single day. For over 90 years, Navy Federal's mission has been to support and uplift the military community, and this May is no different. It's not just a credit union, it's also a partner dedicated to helping its members achieve their financial goals. All active duty, veterans, and members of military families are eligible to join. Navy Federal is excited to celebrate Military Appreciation Month as a special time to recognize our troops and the profound contributions they make. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
We're back here on the program. We're back, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, yeah. You know what? I've got one single residual check.
Nice.
It's lonely. It wants to be opened. Hit it.
Pay that man his money.
All right, everybody. Who wants to go first?
Mike
Del Tufo.
Mike Del Tufo, you're first up. Winning time. My one episode of Winning Time. I did not appear on camera. My voice was heard.
Voice only. Voice
only. So it's voice only, if that, that doesn't really matter. Winning time. The rise of...
hold on. Why would automatically I have to go first? You guys
the rise of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Just go.
Go. Go for it.
$10.
Huh?
$10.
$10, Mike Del Tufo says my residual check is $10. Christopher?
In honor of Cooper Flagg, I'm going to go $2.07.
$2.07. TJ Jefferson, there's lots of area for you to...
$3.20.
We have a bonus. I think Felly should... He's sitting over here.
He doesn't have a microphone.
I know, but I can get it from him.
You know...
And no cameras on him.
No, Jay Felly, there's no camera. There's no... He's here for the...
What are you doing?
He's here for the feud, Mike.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
This is not good for your feud. Future.
I mean, I was ready to go here. I mean, just jump right in. And Mike just like decides. So $10 for Mike, $207 for you, $320. CJ Jefferson, the actual retail check is $5.99. Everybody, there you go.
TJ has to stop going last.
Why?
Because he just cherry picks.
That's not true.
Yeah, he goes last every time.
I don't go last every
you
time.
You do go last every time.
I do not go last first
every time. Not every time, but more often than not, guys. I mean.
This is...
Please, let's not fight. I'm concerned about our team chemistry here.
Well, I mean, the haters over there, man.
We're
just
have a great
celebrate
day
my wins.
Do we have any more checks? I don't have any more checks.
Yeah, then I'll go first so they can shut up.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
It is about it us. Is.
You got one more?
I don't.
You got one more? Oh, somebody's reporting Giannis is intrigued by the idea of playing in a state with no income tax.
Oh. Orlando. Texas.
So that would be
Nevada,
Orlando,
Heat, Magic, Heat. Spurs, Mavericks,
Rockets, the new Las Vegas team that's coming soon.
Yes,
right. But not for a while. Does Oklahoma have a state income tax?
I don't know.
So that would eliminate the Lakers and the Clippers because our taxes are
all the way up.
Yeah, Oklahoma's got a small one.
Is it really what matters to him? When it all said and done,
they take a lot of tax. Yeah.
I'm aware of the California tax situation.
Same.
You know,
welcome to the party, pal.
It's worked out for Curry and Draymond and LeBron and Kobe.
Yeah,
you know, just to name a few.
Come out to the coast.
There's a lot of juicy rumors.
You know,
a Pittsburgh.
You never heard that from Oluwa Candy. No. For instance,
that's true.
A lot of rumors flying around right now.
What's the rumors flying around?
Yeah, a Pittsburgh country club had to deny that Rodgers became a member.
Oh,
because he's planning on signing with the Steelers.
So they denied that he's. So we're now seeing who
real estate.
I got it.
Where is Aaron right now?
Yeah,
joining a golf club.
Real estate, right?
And somebody's denying that he's joining.
Yeah, the club is denying it.
Oh. You know why they're probably denying it is they don't comment on membership. I'd imagine.
Yeah, you can't.
Come on, man. We're dealing with golf clubs. They're like pound sand. Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
On a Monday.
On a Monday.
Go for it, sir.
What's up, everybody? You guys good?
I'm great. What's going on?
Though? Happy Monday. The NFL screwed up. The Eagles should have faced off against the Commanders in the season opener.
I would have. I agree. That's not an overreaction.
NFC Championship. Run it back. Team on the
Just
rise.
Just to see how they're doing.
Against the defending champs.
I agree. They couldn't resist the urge of putting the Dallas Cowboys on, as according to Rashawn in Baltimore, a new caller to this program, because the league hates the Cowboys so much, they can't wait to see them blown out.
That game's not going to be a blowout.
Now, that's an overreaction.
I believe so.
I would have loved to have seen Jaden Daniels versus Jalen Hurts again. Let's run it back from last time we saw an NFC. Last time we saw the Eagles at home. I would have loved that. I agree with you. Save the Cowboys for later on in the season. Let's get the Young Turk back out there. Let's go.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah,
why not?
They're the new fun team. Commanders.
Plus, who wants to see the Cowboys?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
Nobody. Yeah, definitely.
Nobody.
They don't rain.
Coming up on 30 years.
Again, as TJ points out, not as long as the 49ers.
Coming up on 31 years for the Niners. Are we going to keep going? 30,
What else, Chris?
By the way, 30 plus years for the Commanders.
Yeah.
Actually, it's been 30 plus years since O'Shea came on after the Lakers season went down the tubes.
While I think this team should be calling a certain California coastal resident, I think Tyler Shuck has taken the Saints to the playoffs.
That's total overreaction. Come on, pal. Get out of here.
They still have the weapons. They got Chris Olave and Alvin Kamara. Good defense. Cam Jordan's still there.
Hey.
Kellen Moore, offensive head coach. We've seen what he's done in every stop along the way.
I love a good Los Angeles magic carpet story just like anybody else. I love a magic carpet story just like anybody else.
Most pro-ready quarterback in the draft.
A New Orleans Superdome magic carpet ride story. As we all know, Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl in that building. Magic carpet ride over the quarterback who had the greatest magic carpet ride maybe in the history of the National Football League. And Kurt Warner, I understand you never say never in this league, but overreaction.
Saints, Panthers, you know, not scaring anybody. Bucks, sure, they've won the division a few years in a row.
Okay.
I just think, look out for Shuck.
Okay. I'm high on him, too. But I don't think there's any in between. It's either going to be
awesome or terrible.
What you just said.
Yeah.
Or time for Arch Manning to consider, does he want to play for his grandfather's franchise? What else, Chris?
Country club rumors notwithstanding, Aaron Rodgers or not, the Steelers are going to finish third or worst in the AFC North.
That's an overreaction, dude. Third might be good enough for that 10-7 season to make the playoffs anyway, right?
Perhaps.
That is driving Steelers fans so nuts.
You're spinning your wheels.
Although Trey Hendrickson is livid with the Cincinnati Bengals at present.
Wait till you hear this quote.
Okay.
We have it later on.
Okay. Do we?
We have a board.
Okay, great.
It's a statement.
Yeah, he's livid
he's
right
not
now
happy.
With him. He is livid, but like, welcome to the party, pal, like so many Bengals players have dealt with in the past. That's an overreaction. I can't sit here and say the Steelers can't win the division or have defense.
Honestly better than Baltimore or Cincinnati?
No, I don't, but I can't just sit here and say this is third or worst. That means you're third or fourth place. They got a fourth place finish, really. They make the playoffs. As much as the Steelers fans don't like what they do in the playoffs, they make it, and that's usually better than third or fourth. What else?
George Pickens, TJ. He's going to lead the Cowboys in TD catches this year.
You want to take this one?
Yeah, that it's a nice thought, but a slight overreaction.
Oh, look, double team CeeDee Lamb all day. Pickens is just wide open and reaps benefits. 16 scores, 80 catches. Ooh.
But if this happens, I'm not going to be upset with it. So, you know.
Get out of here, man. I got to see this thing work.
The missing piece.
Okay, very good.
In Dallas.
Oh. Very good.
Two touchdowns on opening night against Philadelphia. What do you think about that?
Wow. Name me the last wide receiver that the Steelers sent elsewhere and was exactly what you thought. Was it Antonio Brown in Tampa? Not the Raiders, not New England.
Won a Super Bowl. Caught a touchdown.
Give me another one, though. Give me another one.
Mike Wallace, what was he in Miami?
0.0.
Manuel Sanders.
But none of these guys were 23 years old either.
All right.
Yeah.
You got one more?
Yeah. Let's talk about the Cleveland quarterbacks, baby. Shador and Dylan Gabriel are going to be 1-2 in the depth chart in some order by week one.
No, that's not. That, you're crazy. One of them could be 1 or 2 in week one.
Bang, bang.
But not both of
rookies,
them.
Rookies, 1-2.
No. Guys, Joe Flacco is going to start the season.
Flacco is old.
Joe Flacco is going to start the season.
What if he's not good anymore?
Yeah, Joe Flacco's what I'm saying.
He's not good.
I'm going to call my shot right now.
But you don't
Hold on a second. What's more of an overreaction, this or Joe Flacco is going to start the season week one?
It's the Cleveland Browns, so I don't know.
An answer.
I'll say I agree with him. One of those two is starting.
Boom.
That's an overreaction Monday subject matter for sure. Guys.
I mean,
come on, man. I would take Flacco start in week one over those two rookies are 1-2 on the depth chart week one.
They're better than Flacco now.
Not to turn this into a what's more likely.
Correct.
You have another one?
I actually have two more.
Okay,
you got two more?
All right, we'll get one more.
Two more. Okay.
Colston Loveland, first tight end drafted this year.
Yes.
Shocked everyone.
Yes.
He's going to lead all tight ends and touchdowns this season.
Not an overreaction, sir.
Ben Johnson, remember his first year with Sam Laporta?
You can play music whenever you feel like, Mike. Yeah. Yeah. That's not an overreaction.
You like it?
I do.
All tight ends.
All.
Including guys like
tight ends.
George Kittle and including, Travis Kelce.
Including.
Jake.
Kelce still plays?
He does still play.
Oh, my God.
Jake Cavender of the Cowboys. You're talking
all Jake Cavender.
who was the leading touchdown maker for tight ends last year?
Cade Otten. I mean, he wasn't. I'm just
good
naming
question.
More tight ends.
I have no idea. Let's look.
But that, now LaPorta? You got to figure out that number. You know,
I'm guessing it was double digits. Let's see.
Give me the one more, and I'll say it. Give me the extra one more. Give me the drop.
One more. I did not know this.
By
the way, I played that for Mark Cooper Andrews. Over the weekend.
What do you say?
Mark Andrews had 11 touchdowns.
Oh, that's a tough one. All right, I'll call that an overreaction then.
Yeah, come on.
Last one, Mike, and you can change music if you want because it's a little NBA action.
Give it to me. What do we got?
The Pacers are going to the NBA Finals.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all.
They look like the best team in the playoffs right now, right?
I don't think this is an overreaction at all. I don't think it at all. Because they're going to be whatever. Listen, I think they win game five and they're just going to sit at home. They're going to sit at home and they're going to sit and wait. And they're playing with house money, whoever they play. The biggest house money would be if the Celtics beat the Knicks. And now they've got to go into Boston. And they will relish that role. And I would not be surprised if this happens. This is not an overreaction. Anybody can win it, guys. Anybody that's currently playing right now can win the NBA championship, with the exception of now, when I said that, Cleveland is getting even more injured. And Steph Curry, it's a damn shame. I would love to have seen the Warriors full strength against the Timberwolves.
You know what's crazy? Cleveland has better NBA title odds than the Knicks.
That's
insane.
That's offensive.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's offensive.
That is
offensive. If I'm Thibodeau, I use every last one of this stuff. I don't know what, because whatever you got to do to light that fire, because they showed up fully doused on Saturday afternoon.
It's gonna
Ryan
be close.
Phillippe,
it's
hour
gonna be
number
close
three, and we're going to tell you who wins the draft lottery when we come back.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. The Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.